We return back to Psalm 86, verse 5, and I'd like to focus on another phrase, another line in the verse. I was going to go to another psalm to talk about this, and actually this is what I was thinking more about. I almost was going to preach it this morning, but I decided to come back to Psalm 86, verse 5, because it's said here also. It's interesting that our Psalter says, "Gracious is God." That might be because sometimes the word good, I've noticed, is actually hesed, which relates to mercy. So sometimes the word translated in English, good, is more like the idea of grace. Here it's a different Hebrew word. It has the idea of pleasant. God is good. And that's usually what I've seen in a number of the Psalms and other scriptures. We're going to be thinking about that God is good. We're focusing on attributes of God today. God's mercy in the morning, as you'll see in the verse again, that he has plenteous mercy. And this evening that he is good. If you look with me, Psalm 86, verse 5. Hear now the word of the Lord. Psalm 86, verse 5. For thou, Lord, art good, and ready to forgive, and plenteous in mercy unto all them that call upon thee. I'll read that again since it's brief, and we'll highlight the first part of the verse. For thou, Lord, art good and ready to forgive, and plenteous in mercy unto all them that call upon thee. We saw, we spent time thinking about his plenteous mercy this morning. This evening we focus on the first part of the verse. For thou, Lord, art good. For thou, Lord, art good. All that God does is good. Everything that God does is good. He is good. Something highlighted in our shorter catechism, number 4. What is God? God is a spirit, infinite, eternal, unchangeable. In his being, wisdom, power, holiness, justice, goodness, and truth. He is infinite, eternally, unchangeably good. That can't be said of anyone else. So what a lovely thing, how good it is, how pleasant it is to think about him being good this evening. One of my younger sons often says to me when I take care of him or I do something for him, something kind for him, provide for him, he often says to me, as he says to his mother, "You're a good mother." But he says to me, "You're a good daddy. You're a good daddy." Just doing things that a daddy should do, but recognizing that's a good thing, so you are good to do that for me. You're a good daddy. And it makes me think often of a song by Casting Crowns, "Good, Good Father." Oh, I've heard 1,000 stories of what they think you're like, but I've heard the tender whisper of love in the dead of night. And you tell me that you're pleased and that I am never alone because you're a good, good father. It's who you are. It's who you are. It's who you are. And I'm loved by you. It's who I am. It's who I am. It's who I am. And I've seen many searching for answers far and wide. But I know we're all searching for answers only you provide. Because you know just what we need before we can say a word. You're a good, good father. It's who you are. It's who you are. It's who you are. And I'm loved by you. It's who I am. It's who I am. It's who I am. You're a good, good father. It's who you are. It's who you are. It's who you are, and I'm loved by you. It's who I am. It's who I am. It's who I am. You're perfect in all your ways. You're perfect in all your ways. You're perfect in all your ways to us. You're perfect in all your ways. You're perfect in all your ways. You're perfect in all your ways to us. Love, so undeniable, I can hardly speak. Peace, so unexplainable, I can hardly think. And you call me deeper still. As you call me deeper still, as you call me deeper still into love. 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 You're a good, good father. It's who you are. It's who you are. It's who you are, and I'm loved by you. It's who I am. It's who I am. It's who I am. You're a good, good father. It's who you are. It's who you are. It's who you are. And I'm loved by you. It's who I am. It's who I am. It's who I am. You're perfect in all your ways. You're perfect in all your ways. You're perfect in all your ways to us. You're perfect in all your ways. You're perfect in all your ways. You're perfect in all your ways to us. After all, James 1 verse 17 says, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. That last part I highlight is from the Father of heavenly lights. Every good thing is from the Father. But it's interesting. It's connected with no shadow of turning. That is, he never changes. He always tells the truth. You can always count on him. A lot of times when we'll see the word, I'm not always quoting the entire verse, but a lot of times when you'll see something that says how good God is, it's reflected, connected with truth. You know, a father that's good, that you can trust. Exodus 34, verses 5 to 7, we looked at this morning. It connects mercy and goodness as well. The Lord God, merciful and gracious, long-suffering and abundant in goodness. He's abundant in goodness, just like he's plenteous in mercy. He's abundant in goodness. Psalm 86, verse 5, rejoices in God because, among other things, such as the fact that he's plenteous in mercy, we saw this morning, he is good. So it's good to think about him. And it's good to think about the fact that he is good. That's the main idea of this little phrase. Again, you don't have to really do much with it. God is good. We give our thoughts to this evening. And the Hebrew for the word good here, and often, and with most, if not all, the verses I'll share with you tonight, when it says God is good, the Hebrew word there could be translated pleasant. Isn't that how we often respond to something that's good? Oh, good, good. And they tend to have a smile, or good job, or he's a good person. You know, it's just this idea. It's just pleasant. It's pleasant to recall, pleasant to think about. It's a pleasant thing. God is good. He is pleasant. And so, therefore, is praising him. Psalm 135, verse 3. Praise the Lord, for the Lord is good. Sing praises unto his name, for it is pleasant. Psalm 100, verse 5, which also sang of God's mercy, a reason to praise the Lord in addition to his mercy that is everlasting, for the Lord is good. It's pleasant to praise him because he's pleasant. He's good. Westminster Larger Catechism, question and answer number 7, speaking in a little bit more detail about the attributes of God than the shorter catechism number 4. We looked at how it spoke about God has many mercies, much mercy to him. It also says that God is infinitely, eternally, unchangeably abundant in goodness. And it does connect it with truth there with verses that say both. But we focus on this. He is abundant in goodness. Abundant in goodness. There's so much goodness. Infinite, eternal, unchangeable goodness. Just as he is plenteous in mercy, so our verse, Psalm 86, verse 5 tonight, also says that he is good. Now, beloved, here's the other thing. He alone is pure goodness. Only God is purely good. So Jesus says something interesting in Matthew 19, verse 17. He said unto him, why callest thou me good? There is none good but one, that is God. Now, what's important to recognize there is the rhetoric. He's saying, I'm God. But he also says only God is good. God alone is good, pure goodness. Thus, heed Isaiah 55, 7 to 9. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. And let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Now notice how much of a call there is to have pardon and mercy from him. But he's also saying, you who are wicked and unrighteous, turn back to me, because your thoughts are wicked. The implication, therefore, is God's thoughts and God's ways alone are good. Thus, God has good thoughts, and thus there's no one better to think about and spend your time with than Jesus. God alone is good, so there's no better place to spend your time than thinking his thoughts after him as you read his thoughts and his ways in his good book. You want to think good? You want to grow in living and being good, of course, relatively speaking, and in Christ alone? Keep giving yourself to the good book, the Bible, God's good thoughts that are different than your and my wicked thoughts and unrighteous ways. Psalm 25, verse 8. Good and upright is the Lord. Therefore will he teach sinners in the way. That being said, may you and I say in return, Psalm 119, verse 68, thou art good and doest good. Teach me thy statutes. Because God is good and pleasant, thus is praising him. Psalm 147, verse 1, praise ye the Lord, for it is good to sing praises unto our God, for it is pleasant and praise is comely. God alone is good, pure goodness. Where else could we be but together worshiping him in his presence, his special presence? He's good. And be assured, Nahum 1, verse 7, the Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble, and he knoweth them that trust in him. Oh, there will be many who try to make you think that God is bad and wicked and evil and a slave master and everything he does is wrong. And no, the Bible says the Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble, and he knoweth them that trust in him. Lamentations 3. 24 to 25. Now keep in mind, we looked at that this morning. Verses 22 and 23 say that the steadfast love, the mercies of the Lord are everlasting. They're new every morning. And then in verses 24 and 25, the Lord is my portion, saith my soul. Therefore will I hope in him. The Lord is good unto them that wait for him, to the soul that seeketh him. Now, recognize similarly, it says here in our verse, Psalm 86, verse 5, for thou, Lord, art good and ready to forgive and plenteous in mercy unto all them that call upon thee. Again, that experiencing and recognizing and benefiting from his goodness is to those who look for it, who see it and call upon him. Psalm 145, verse 8 says the Lord is of great mercy, we saw this morning. Not just plenteous mercy, great mercy. But in our call to worship this evening, in verses 7 and 9, we saw that it says, they shall abundantly utter the memory of thy great goodness. His goodness is also great. And then in verse 9, the Lord is good to all. So Jeremiah 33 verse 11 says, "Praise the Lord, praise the Lord of hosts, for his mercy endureth forever." But first it says, why praise the Lord of hosts? For the Lord is good. Why are you going to praise the Lord? Because he's good. Romans 8 verse 28 thus can be counted on. Because God is good, he assuredly does all things for good. For you who love him and are called according to his purpose, even though many of those things are evil in life. Even though life is hard, God is good. It's a song you might be familiar with by Pam Thumb. Life is hard, but God is good. You turn the key, then close the door behind you. Drop your bags on the floor. You reach for the light, but there's darkness deep inside and you can't take it anymore. 'Cause sometimes living takes the life out of you, and sometimes living is all you can do. Life is hard. The world is cold. We're barely young, and then we're old. But every falling tear is always understood. Yes, life is hard, but God is good. You start to cry because you've been strong for so long. And that's not how you feel. You try to pray, but there's nothing left to say, so you just quietly kneel. In the silence of all that you face, God will give you his mercy and grace. Jesus never said it was an easy road to travel. He only said that you would never be alone. So when your last thread of hope begins to come unraveled, don't give up. He walks beside you on this journey home. And he knows life is hard. The world is cold. We're barely young, and then we're old. But every falling tear is always understood. Yes, life is hard, but God is good. Thus, you can always sing Psalm 52, verse 9. I will praise thee forever, because thou hast done it, and I will wait on thy name, for it is good before thy saints. Remember the study of all God's names. And also we remember Scriptures say the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it and they are safe. And here we are told by Psalm 52 verse 9, thy name is good before thy saints. That might be a nice verse for me to try to remember to have as after we sing outside, encouraging people to join us. Sometimes I try to say a little something, often from the Scriptures. And wouldn't it be lovely to say this as we turn to come in and worship the Lord? I will praise thee forever, because thou hast done it, and I will wait on thy name, for it is good before thy saints. Beloved, O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. Psalm 34, verse 8. That's a wonderful verse to have tucked away, ready to witness, to encourage someone to come see Jesus as Peter's brother. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. You know, we often talk about something we love to eat or drink, and we say, you won't believe how good this is. Oh, I don't know. Can't be that good. And then you taste it. Whoa, that is good. Come and taste and see that the Lord is good. The renters left us some raspberry bread the other night, and I meant to tease you this morning. That thing you done there, that was a good thing you done there. You know, woo, that was some good. I don't remember where you got it. It's not an advertisement, but this is the really amazing bread. And oh man, I ate far too much of it. Thanks a lot. But it was just so good. And I said to Fernanda, did you try that bread? Oh, yes, I did. That is good. And I heard that it was good, but when I tasted it myself. And so the scripture is a call to us. Come to worship especially. Come to Jesus. Come to the Lord in his word and in prayer. Give yourself to God. He is good. Taste for yourself how good he is. He's abundantly good. His goodness is great. And beloved, that's the way we should be witnessing to the world. Why do you do all this church stuff? Why are you always talking about God? He's so good. Come, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. Indeed, beloved, drink of his mercy and dine on his goodness. And sing, God isn't just good. God is so good. You know that chorus, right? God is so good. God is so good. God is so good. He's so good to me. I found a version of this, thinking about that, to get the lyrics for the sermon. And boy, I really, really like this song. I'm not going to sing it for you because I don't know it well enough. But it's a song called Pat Barrett. God is so good, you are worthy. No height or depth can separate. Your steadfast love we can't escape. Your faithfulness an endless sea, so full of grace and mercy. We sing, God is so good. God is so good. God is so good. He's so good to me. Haunted by the past no more. My answers have been restored. Forgiveness flows from your veins. Your kindness shone in all your ways. We sing, God is so good. God is so good. God is so good. He's so good to me. Oh, there's never been anyone like you. Never been anyone like you. You are worthy. You are worthy. Never been anyone like you. Never been anyone like you. You are worthy. You are worthy. Oh, your hope is rising like the sun. The old is gone. The new has come. I fix my eyes on Christ alone, my rock, my shield, my cornerstone. We sing, God is so good. God is so good. God is so good. He's so good to me. Set my eyes on you alone, my rock, my shield, my cornerstone. Always good, always good. You are always good. God, you are good. You are always good. From the beginning, you've always been good. Oh, forever, you will be good. I can't wait to tell them how good the Lord has been to me. God, you are so good, always good. Faithful as the sunrise, mercy every morning. Oh, there's no one like you. Oh, there's no one like you. Oh, there's no one like you, Lord. We sing, God is so good. God is so good. Oh, God is so good. He's so good to me. God is so good. He's so good to me. God, you're so good. You're so good to me. We sing, God is so good. God is so good. God is so good. He's so good to me. God is so good. God is so good. God is so good. He's so good to me. God is good. And all the time. You know how that goes. We'll try it again a little louder because your singing was weak. Let's try it again. I'm playing with you, but I want you out there tonight singing God is good. Driving home loud out the windows. You hear me? You with me? You got me? God is good.
All the time.
I feel like we're getting there. But God is worthy to have this repeated, is he not? It's what we want to, as my professor for preaching says, drill it into your skull. The main point of the sermon is this. God is good. God is good.
All the time.
God is good. I'm going to give you another chance here. This time, God, you're so good. Little children, let me hear you sing it the loudest to get the older children to feel comfortable. Ready? God, you're so good. God, you're so good. God, you're so good. You're so good to me. I want you and I to be kneeling tonight, saying that to the Lord before we lay down. And when we get up in the morning, God is so good, and he's so good to you, and he's so good to me. The message for you this evening, God is good. God is good. And all the time, God is good. Let us pray. Lord, you are so good. And you are so good to us, O Father of heavenly lights. Thus we pray that you would do your good works through us for your good name's sake. And we pray in Jesus' name, and all your people said, Amen.